This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Tighten up those lug nuts and let's get going. Oh yeah, the sound of a rattle gun. Just means I have to lift those heavy tires on and off your car for a rotation. Rotate your tires as soon as you can, as possible as you can, and as many times as you can, right? Not. First, right here, when you rotate your tires, you can see the print on the tires and see how the vehicle's been going down the road. Straight? Crooked? Upside down even, maybe, huh? So a little reminder, before we get the Auto World show going the second hour, is that take a look at the tread, please do. This is the season we like to look at our tires because snow is the white gold, the snow, the rain, the sleet, the ice is coming down now, and I want to make sure that you're safe and that you have the right tires, the rubber, the shoes on your horse, better known as a car or truck. By the way, Michelin Defenders, they work. It's a good tire. It's a little selfless plug for them. Hey, it works. That's what I own. That's what I sell. That's what I install. That's just one of the brands that I did get to do at South Bend, Indiana, a test drive on solid ice on a ice hockey rink. And that when you're on an ice hockey rink, you can't walk on the ice even, let alone put a car on it. And then they ask you to go do a race on the ice. Yeah. Well, all season radials do not work as good as winter tires. So get yourself a set of winter tires because winter tires are designed to work efficiently the best at 45 degrees and colder, and your all seasons you have on your automobile right now only work from 45 degrees and warmer. So look at the climate you're in and decide at that point if you do or do not need winter tires. You swap them over, put the winter tires on winter rims, just swap them out, take your all seasons off, put the winter tires on, you're safe, no white knuckling. Welcome to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Thanks for climbing in the cockpit with me here, riding shotgun. We have a good time. I've got a recall coming your way here on this hour of Auto World. Also, we're going down the list of the 10 cars that hold their value the most. We start at the bottom. We're going up this second hour, so you're gonna you get to hear the middle pack. And then the third hour of Auto World, you're going to hear the number one car that holds its value the most. And also, 15 cars that have become political icons, going up that list. And this hour I have for you the three C's when it comes to auto repair. All of you need to know what the three C's are. No, it's not vitamin C. No, it's three C's. That stands for three words, starting with the letter C. But first, do you like the color of your car? Yes, you do? You don't? Did you buy the car just because of the color? Well, BMW, we've talked about it here before on Auto World, but oh, yes, you know the magazine Time? Yep, Time. Well, the BMW iX Flow was named to Time's list of best inventions for 2022. Head on over to my Facebook page. Address is my name, Mark Evans, and or Auto World Radio. You'll see a picture of this BMW iX Flow, what it looks like. And Time, again, has put it on the list of one of the best inventions of 2022. Well, what is it? Why? Well, color change at the touch of a button. That's right, I said it. You can change the color of your car with a touch of a button. It's called e-ink by BMW, the iX Flow. Featuring e-ink, it's a very unique vehicle, as you know, because it changes color. Now, why would they want to do this? Well, I'm going to tell you. Okay, so they basically debuted this automobile at the Consumer Electronics Show in 2022, this year that we're in Las Vegas, and making it possible to show everybody the color change and display different patterns on that BMW iX Flow. Well, first let's get down to it. The word is a pretty big word here. Hopefully I'm not butchering it. It's electric fortec, I think is how they pronounce it. Big word there. And folks, this is crazy, because when I say crazy, it's basically millions of paint capsules in a custom wrap. The coloring is based on a technology developed by E-Ink that is best well known for the displays used in e-readers. Yes, you might have an e-reader, don't you? Yeah. The surface coating of the BMW iX Flow featuring E-Ink contains many millions of micro capsules with a diameter equivalent to the thickness of your hair on your head. That's right. Very, very small. Each of these microcapsules contains a negative charged white pigment and a positively charged black pigment. Depending on what you choose, the setting, the situation, the electric field causes either the white or the black pigments to collect at the surface of the microcapsule, giving the car body the desired shade that you like. Wow. Why even have a body shop anymore? Well, they paint cars, I guess, yeah. But BMW did it, and it's out. They're doing it. Like I say, Time has put that on the list of one of the best inventions of 2022. Now, as we know, black is hot. You folks in Scottsdale and down in Phoenix, Maricopa, etc., Peoria, Arizona, you're hotter than we are, maybe, up here in Boise, Idaho, or up in Alaska. So, well, Alaska might want black because a little bit of sun comes out and it's going to warm them up, keep them warm. Black is hotter. White is cooler. So this is one of the biggest reasons why BMW did this, for the reasoning of, not only are they did do this on the outside skin to change the colors for temperature to keep you cooler, keep you warmer, but one more big thing that they're doing, the variable exterior color is now sneaking into the interior. That's right. They're talking about being able to change the color of your interior, light or dark. Now, yeah, absolutely. I do know for a fact that if you've got black interior and you go out there, ooh, boy, in Arizona, just right here in Boise, Idaho, I've been, sitting out in the sun with a black vehicle, black on black. That means black exterior, black interior, and you go in there and that, if you had a temperature gauge, it'd probably be 350 degrees, just like an oven. It's hot. So BMW's onto something here, I believe. Select the color of white when it's hot in the summer and black in the winter, and you're looking good throughout. That's what it's all about. Best invention by Time. And they have a list of 200 of those. And so, the great inventions that people come up with and companies come up with. And I salute all of you that have come up with an invention that follow through with it. That's all I'm saying. Follow through with it. I know you might think, well, I don't go work. I don't know which direction to head. To follow through on my invention, just use that internet. I invented a transmission cooler years back. I was faced with that too, and of course the money, but it comes right down to it is, I wanted to help people, all of our listeners here, with a transmission cooler, and I did. Just follow through with it. And you can get on the internet today and search out companies that take on new inventions. And not all of us can get on Shark Tank, I guess. I never did. Shark Tank wasn't even born in that TV show. So, oh, Mr. Wonderful. Yes. Hello, Mr. Wonderful. Anyway, coming back from our first break, we're going to go into the email bag. I have some trivia for you. And again, get your pen and paper out. Please do. I have a recall coming your way, and it's something to do with, well, it's hard to see at night. This is a recall that all of you need to tune into, and you might want to take some notes. So let's just say, here on Auto World, you always want to have a piece of paper and pencil ready, or anything you like to write with, right here on Auto World. We're going to take a little short break. I'm Mark Evans, sitting right in here in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Honored to have you join me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
But things aren't so bad, 'cause I got a Galaxy 500.
am I.
I'm always in my own galaxy every day. Hey, when you're a mechanic, a technician working on cars, you have to have your own galaxy in order to work on cars, or better known as the Twilight Zone. Hey, welcome back into the Greasy Garage with me. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Another little trivia question here for you. How many miles do you have on your car, folks, your truck? How many do you plan to put on your automobile? Well, back in 1978, a 1957 Mercedes-Benz 180D owned by Robert O'Reilly of Olympia, Washington. He gets into the Guinness Book of World Records in 1978 for the highest mileage accumulated on his car. The odometer on his O'Reilly's Mercedes-Benz reads 1,184,880 miles. Woo! Good job, Robert. I think it did a pretty good job for Mercedes-Benz, too, didn't it? The highest number that I ever put on an automobile was over 400,000 miles and actually ended up, you know, when you keep a car good and clean and detailed inside and out, keep the maintenance up on it, preventive maintenance, that's the key to it all. You end up getting some good resale value out of it, too. Put some miles on a Suburban, another Suburban, another Suburban, you're raising a family. So hopefully if you, you know, keep your car up and do preventive maintenance, parts do wear out, replace them beforehand, you'll get a good resale value, or you might even get in the World Records, that is. Yes, maybe I should try to do that. No, I don't think it's fair if you put your car up on jack stands and put it in drive and let it run all day and night long, too. I don't think that's part of the whole world record thing, folks. No, don't do that. Okay, you have your pen and paper and pencil out. Got a recall for you right now. GM, General Motors, recalling 340,000 full-size Utes due to lighting issue. We do need to see, don't we? Yeah. Well, listen up, because 340,000 at this time, it's a popular full-size sport utility vehicle. That's what Ute stands for. Due to problems with their daytime running lights. Oh, you're saying it really doesn't matter, does it? Because it's daytime. It does matter. You do need your daytime running lights on. This is according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the daytime running lights, or DRLs, may not shut off when the vehicle's regular headlights kick on. The two headlights on can create a glare, making it difficult for other drivers to see. Potentially leading to what? Collisions, my friends. No accidents from here on out. General Motors determined that the body control module, the BCM, software in these vehicles, under a combination of certain preconditions, may fail to deactivate the DRLs when the headlights are on. So, I got a lot of fancy numbers here for you, but that I'm going to get right down to the point, is that you can get your daylight running lights fixed. Here's your next steps. The recall covers. This is why you want a pen and paper and pencil out. The recall covers the 2021 model year GMC Yukon and Yukon XL, the 2021 Chevrolet Tahoe and Suburban, and the 2021 Cadillac Escalade and Escalade ESV. GM notes, all models produced within that operating window include the improperly programmed body control module. That's a lot of money, my friends. Thus, all vehicles within that date range may exhibit the problem. So, get it fixed. This issue was discovered by a General Motors engineer during validation testing in August, which prompted the investigation and the recall. Now, we're early, and that's what Auto World's all about. I like to get this information out to you beforehand. Dealers will update your software. Those controls, the lights, the body control module will be replaced, period. And you, the owners, will be notified by mail starting December 19th. So we're a little early, and that's what it's about. I'm trying to give you a month, folks, to get your cars in. And again, here are the vehicles that are needing the new body control modules, the BCM, concerning daylight running lights and your normal headlights. The 2021 model year GMC Yukon and Yukon XL, the 2021 Chevrolet Tahoe and Suburban, and the 2021 Cadillac Escalade and Escalade ESV. So, Hope that helps you. Hope so. And we're going to keep you up to date with any type of recalls that I believe and feel. You know, daylight savings time, all that. We fall back. We get a little darker in times now. No sunlight. But you do need the lights, period. I mean, you have to have your lights working correctly. And I do not want you to blind me as I'm coming to you. That's right. Thank you. Now, I got a little more trivia here for you. In 1902, in a Baker Electric Steamliner Racer was the first motor vehicle fitted for seat belts back in 1902. It was intentionally crashed at 100 miles an hour on Staten Island. A Baker Electric Steamliner. I believe Jay Leno's got one of those automobiles. What a shame to crash that vehicle, huh? But they did it all for safety. Seat belts. Of course, those cars back then didn't have hardly anything on. I mean, the metal wasn't there. You didn't have any braces in the door. What doors? I mean, literally half doors in them. There wasn't anything there. So seat belts didn't mean a lot. But that was back in 1902. So when they crashed that Baker Electric. Looking forward to your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And our number here, Axelrod Alex, is hanging over the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good when you call in. 855-660-4261. Now let's get to, I have 15 cars that become a political, I call it political, icons. Yes. We did number 12. Let's do number 11. The 2001 Bentley State Limousine is number 11 on the 15th list. And now number 10, Rolls-Royce Phantom 6. No, excuse me. It's the Phantom. Yeah, Phantom 6. Coming up on the third hour, we're going to go up the list all the way to number 1. We called Dougie the Delahaye drummer. He's going to be with us. And we're going to be giving you the number one spot. And also, 10 cars that hold their value when we come back from a short break. I've got that for you. We're going up the list on that. And now it's time, though, to take a little short break. When we come back, first thing, we're going to get to the 3 C's when it comes to auto repair. 3 C's, what are they? Cat? No. Candy? No. Okay, we'll be right back. Thanks.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The United States, Japan, and South Korea are more aligned than ever on North Korea's provocative behavior, U.S. President Joe Biden said on Sunday, as his national security advisor promised a joint response if Pyongyang carries out a 7th nuclear test. Speaking in Cambodia after a trilateral meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, Biden called their countries critical allies that share the United States' concerns about North Korea's missile tests. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky on Sunday accused Russian soldiers of committing war crimes and killing civilians in Kherson, parts of which were retaken by Ukraine's army last week after Russia pulled out. Investigators have already documented more than 400 Russian war crimes. Bodies of dead civilians and servicemen have been found, Zelensky said in a nightly video address. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sounds like I'm in the shop talking to the guys there. Yes. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, sitting in the Greasy Garage studio in my favorite Dodge Viper chair, nice and comfy. I'm glad you're sitting back, relaxing, having your favorite cup of tea or coffee or whatever you might be drinking. Good to have you along. Thanks for fastening your seatbelt. And thanks for throwing that breath in. I do appreciate that. I have for you the 10 cars that hold their value the most, and we've been going down actually from the bottom part of the list coming up. And the last one we did was number 7, the Ford Mustang. Is 19.4%. Now, I did give you the numbers here, the average difference from MSRP. I might as well give you that, too. Now, these are 10 top vehicles with the lowest 5-year depreciation, lowest. And this is from IC Cars Study, iccars.com, their study they did. And so the bottom, number 10 was a Chevy Camaro, and basically $7,981. Number 9 was a Nissan Versa, $3,183. Let's go right up to number 6 now. The Subaru BRZ, 18.2%, the average 5-year depreciation. And that comes up to the difference between the MSRP of $5,985. We're going up the list. Number 5 is the Honda Civic. Honda Civic, 16.3%, average 5-year depreciation. And that means up dollar-wise, $4,237. Number 4 on the list. Coming up to number 1 is Toyota Tacoma. The Toyota Tacoma, 14.9% on the average 5-year depreciation, and that rounds up to $5,926, folks. And that means that, you know, as we all know, that when you drive a vehicle off the lot, the depreciation just goes right off the goes right off the cliff that you want to drive your car off of. Anyway, so the third hour coming up, I'm going to go 3, 2, and 1 right up to the top of the list. And then also we're going to be going up the list to the number one slot on the 15 cars that became the political icons. And we already reported the Volkswagen Beetle. Wow. Over there in Germany. Yeah. But now it's time for those three C's. Do you know what the three C's are? Three C's are when it comes to auto repair. These are three C's that you need to memorize, need to have them in your little ammunition pocket there for words. The first one, the first C of auto repair is confidence. You need the confidence at the top of most people's list. With 89% of you saying that having trusted relationship is very important when picking out a repair shop and also a technician, having a professional relationship or a personal relationship with that technician or mechanic, and that's 89% of you have said this. Now this survey has brought to you by AAA, AAA. And check out their memberships, folks. Get one if you do not have one. I think the basic one is $60, and it goes up from there. But that's something that, you know, you're going to run out of gas? No? Okay. How about you leave your lights on every so often? No, you have automatic lights. Okay, fine. How about a dead battery? Yeah, they come out and jump start you. So there's always something with your car that you need them to come help you with. First C is the confidence, of course, the knowledge, consistency, of course. And then I have the confidence word there. Now, the second C of auto repair is the cost. Yeah. Previously, AAA, they did some research and found that one in every three people would not be able to pay for an unexpected car repair bill. That's one out of every three. And I'm evidence of that right here in my repair shop. A lot of my clients and customers, they have to pull out the credit card. They don't have the big money in the back pocket just to hand me $100 bills. So it's no surprise that 83% of the consumers, which is all of us, said cost is the second most important factor when deciding, well, you know, where to take a car for service and the cost. What's it going to cost? And the confidence is first, the cost is second. And get it in writing, too, all the way, by the way. And writing means that they can print it out, print that estimate out, that repair estimate out, or the repair bill out for you, or whatever they'd like to call it, but then have them sign it right on the bottom that will be the number. And plan for what you can. You know, set some money aside, even for oil changes. If you're driving an ICE vehicle, that's an internal combustion engine vehicle, and even an electric vehicle, EV, you know, folks, you're going to have to buy tires. You're going to need brakes. You're going to have to have a little bit of a bank there to help you out. And you know, time, too, is another thing. Take time to get to know your shop. That's right. Just stop in. See if they have the coffee pot on. See if they have a bottle of water. See whatever they might have that you might like to drink, or even, well, like I like to do. And it shows. I go over there to dealerships and have one of their donuts. Like they say, a moment on the... Okay, I won't go there. The third C out of the three C's of auto repair is convenience. Finally, convenience. That's right. You need a convenient, close-by shop. Available on demand, first off. And that the shop hours have to be convenient for you. Here's what the survey said, that most of you, 78% of you, want the right shop hours that mean everything to you. And another 78% of you want location. And then 77% of you say scheduled appointments means more to you than anything else. So, yeah, convenience. And so those are the three C's. Convenience, cost. Convenience, cost. Yep. What's the other one? You're getting it. Convenience, cost, and confident stuff right there. Oh, yeah. AAA. Go over there and check them out. You can check out AAA just on the internet. I do recommend that you do that because they have a lot of goodies. In fact, they have one thing that I like, a product they have, is a wind-up light that I have. Well, I think we have two or three of them. Not only in the shop for backup for flashlights is what it is, but it's a great thing for camping, too. Means a lot that when you do go camping, you know, who needs batteries? This has zero batteries in it. It's literally a wind-up flashlight, and it's got a little the button you push two or three times. Not only do you have the flashlight, but the flashlight head moves up and down. You can, you know, with three little legs on it, you can park it wherever you want to park it, flip it up, and have a light in your tent or your camper or wherever you're at, just cranking it up. So it's a really good thing. I would recommend to get that just for your glove box for your automobile. No batteries needed, absolutely. You don't have to worry about the batteries corroding in the glove box and that flashlight. So that's a great product. Okay, let's do it. Eddie, the engine emailer, says, let's get to the email bag. Okay, let's do it. Throw me that email bag. Thank you. Let's dig in there and get an email. Whew, man. I keep crumpling most of them up. I shouldn't be doing that. Okay. Can you straighten some of those up for me? Thank you. We'll be right back in the third hour, too, and read some more of those that are crumpled up. The email bag to the left of me. Good to have you folks along. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's good right now. Live as we are live in Boise, from Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza, also through the week. So don't be bashful. Let's hear from you. Email me. Just say hi if you'd like. This one I can read, and it says, Mark, you can read this on the air. Hope it helps others. My husband has racked his brain trying to figure out our problem. I drive a 2007 Chevy Trailblazer that has the engine light on. The scan comes up with an air injection code. My husband has replaced all oxygen sensors and the air pump on the frame. After he erases the codes, the light stays off for about 2 days and comes back on. He rescans and the same code comes back up. Your help and guidance is very much needed. Thanks, Adeline. Cool. My granddaughter has that name, Adeline. Listening here in West Plains, Missouri. Awesome. We'll be right back, Adeline. And along with everyone else, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. We'll get this code figured out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Color. Do you have a name for your car? Did you name your car when you first purchased it and drove it away from the new car dealer, or the used car dealer, or that independent owner that you said goodbye and he or she said, see, I don't want that old car anymore. I know a lot of you have got some names. You've actually, and thank you, by the way, for emailing those names and sharing that with me, and you can do that live also here on Auto World. If you name your car, I'd love to know the name of your automobile. And the color of your car. Maybe there's a reason behind the color that you picked for that automobile. That Ford or that Chevy or that Dodge or that Audi or that Mercedes-Benz. I mean, there's so many. Oh, you say Nissan. Yes, yes. There's so many different makes and models. It's so hard, isn't it, to decide on what to choose and pick from. And that's why we're here today and every week for 3 hours here on Auto World to help you get through those hardships and challenges to figure out what to buy and where do I figure out the price and how much is this car that I'm trying to sell worth and what's the best way to sell it. I know Carvana isn't doing the best right now. How many of you out there in our listening audience there, coast to coast, nationwide, and you folks over there across the pond, thanks for tuning in. I do appreciate you, all of you. And did you go to Carvana and buy a car and do it that way, or did you have a room maybe deliver or come pick up your car? I know a lot of the younger folks, that's what they do, is just say, oh, that's enough. They just go vroom, or there's a lot of companies that come make a deal on the phone with you and come pick the car up, and it's out of your driveway, and that rock has been moved to somebody else's driveway. Okay, let's do it. We got Adeline here listening on. Let's do a shout-out. Adeline sent us an email here. We're going to help her with her engine line, her and her husband. She's listening in West Plains, Missouri on 105.1 FM. So let's do a shout-out to KW. There's our shout-out horn. Oh, yes. KWPM, AM 1450 and FM 105.1. Brandsville, Mountain View, West Plains, Missouri, Bakersfield. Good to have you along. Thank you, Adeline, for bringing us into Missouri here today. It's always a pleasure. She says, She told me I could read it live on the air, which I am now. Let's go back. She says her husband's racking his brain about the 2007 Chevy Trailblazer. Motor Mouth Mark here, talking too fast. They've got a 2007 Chevy Trailblazer, the lights on. Husband's replaced all the O2 sensors, also the air injection pump. Mounted on the floor frame, she says here. Good, Adeline, I do appreciate that. That's all that information helps me help you. And that's another thing, too, a little Auto World tip. Please do, folks, don't hide anything from an automotive technician or a mechanic or a repair shop. Talk out loud. Tell them what's been done. It does not matter if you've had it to another shop. Tell them everything that's been replaced, because that speeds up the time. And time is costly when it comes to, you know, we charge per hour like an attorney. If we can get right down to the diagnostic point of the problem and fix it and find it now, well, your bill's going to be a lot less. So thanks to Adeline. That little tip come out of my mouth. Good. Anyway, she says, the light goes off for about 2 days. He erases the code. She says here, the light goes off for 2 days and comes back on after 2 days. He rescans it. It's got the same code. Comes back up again. She says here, help and guidance is very much needed. Thanks, Adeline. Now, Adeline, absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it. And I feel like I'm, that's my granddaughter's name. Yeah, so very unique name. I love it. She's 2.5 years old. So, Adeline, thank you. That's it warms my heart. Now, you have one more part that your husband needs to replace. These Chevy Trailblazers, and also the Denali model has them too. The smaller version. It's a smaller version of the Suburban, which is the Chevy Trailblazer, and then you've got the. I can't think even the GMC. See, you're stumping the chump here. The other GMC side of it, the Denali brand, they've got the same inline six engine. And even you might even have a V8. I don't know if you've got a straight six Adeline or a V8, because it was a very rare model that had the V8 and the Chevy Trailblazer. But what you have is you have a primary air injection pump and a secondary air injection pump, and your husband replaced the one on the frame rail. That's the big one that, and this is for all of you that have a Chevy Trailblazer. When you start it up, you should hear a like almost like a turbocharger underneath your driver's seat, but it's outside, mounted on the frame rail, and that's the air injection pump that Adeline's husband's replaced. That needs to be replaced, which you have, Adeline, but you also need to do the replacement of he replaced the secondary one on the frame. You need to replace the primary one that's on the engine. It's mounted on the cylinder head on the passenger side of the engine. It's pretty easy to do. He can do it. It's not that hard to do. That's what's wrong here. That's why you're still getting that air injection code coming up. Those work hand in hand. It pumps air. A smog pump is another name for it. For you folks that have the older cars, you know about the smog pumps running off the serpentine, the old V belt or serpentine belt up in front. This is electronically controlled down underneath the frame rail, Adeline, using electronics. No belts. It pumps air, outside air into the pump, pumping it and pushing it up to through a burp valve, and then into that primary. Injection smog pump on the cylinder head. Two bolts, pull it off with the hose, take the hose off, two bolts, pull it off, and do this with the engine not running, please. Put the keys in your pocket and have your husband do this and replace that. And it's not that much money. If I remember right, the last one I did was like $75 for the part. And then he's going to spend about an hour to do it, so it's not a big deal. But that's why you have this code. That's why it's still coming up. Primary and secondary air pump or smog pump needs to be replaced. And so it's... two bolts. So it's completely different. The one that he replaced on the frame rail, if he's listening, and you too, of course. Thank you. It's plastic. Big round snail round plastic is the one that he replaced. This one is aluminum pop metal looking thing with two bolt holes in it. And that's what that looks like. So that's what you need to do. I appreciate it. Appreciate the email and thank you. Absolutely. Bringing us into West Plains, Missouri, listening on KWPM, AM 1450 and 105.1 FM. Appreciate it. Send me back an email address, if you would, Adeline, so I can send you a little gift package, detail package. It's got Mothers and Meguiar's and Solution Finish in it. And I've got a real special little gift for you, too, concerning Trailblazer. We'll throw in that bag for you, too. So hopefully we here the last month, we've had a little problem with getting the gifts out. We got them all out, by the way, over 800, do want to hope that all you folks that received them, thank you. Again, I just want to say thanks for tuning in. Everybody gets a little gift all the time here on Auto World every week. So thank you, Adeline. At email address again, send me an address. I can send you a little gift packet at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. One word. That's exactly what we're listening to, huh? Yes. Also, 855-660-4261 is our phone number here since 1992. Look forward to talking to you on the phone live. And also, you can follow us on Facebook Messenger, Facebook, which is the address of my name, Mark Evans, Auto World Radio, and Facebook message me. I do honor that. Thank you. We're up to 5,000 friends now there on Facebook, so do appreciate it. I don't know if I can have any more than 5,000, but we can sure try. Why not? Instagram, Auto World Media is our address. Head on over. Take a look. Let's have some fun over there. And our podcast, all you have to do, Google Auto World Mark Evans. I'm on LinkedIn, and also our website is autoworldmedia.com. More to come there, of course. And I want to thank all of you. The garage door is going down. We'll see you over on the third hour. If you don't get it on our Auto World affiliates, it's GCNlive.com. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe. Motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.